This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. After that, the presiding officer, Ghanshyam Tiwari, tried to run the question hour, but the proceedings were disrupted following opposition uproar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Amid the noisy scene, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection, DPDP Act 2023. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering over various issues, including rollback of special intensive revision in Bihar. The Election Commission is set to publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar stated that both physical and digital formats of the draft roll will be made available to recognized political parties across all 38 districts. This marks a key milestone in promoting fair and inclusive elections. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a sweeping executive order imposing higher tariffs on several nations, including India and the 27-member European Union. The order, titled Further Modifying the Reciprocal Tariff Rates, is set to take effect from August the 7th, 7 days after its issuance, with rates going up to 41%. The tariff hike is part of Trump's effort to rebalance what he terms unfair trade deficits and national security risks. According to new executive order, the steepest hikes include 41% on Syria, 40% on Laos and Myanmar, 39% on Switzerland, 35% on Iraq, Serbia and Canada. India faces a 25% tariff, while Pakistan has been hit with 19%. While the initial tariff deadline was the 1st of August, the implementation was deferred to August the 7th to allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection time to update its systems. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Armed Forces Headquarters AFHQ Civilian Services has always worked to strengthen the country's defence framework. Speaking on the AFHQ Civilian Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said AFHQ Civilian Services has played a crucial role in internally fortifying the nation's security system. He noted that the role of AFHQ Civilian Services is significant in the efficient and strategic functioning of the country's defence organisations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also address a public gathering on the occasion. Here is a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kisan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. Strengthening the power infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the 45th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IITISM Dhanbad today. On the second day of a two-day visit to Jharkhand, the president will visit the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 204 for 6 against hosts England on the second day of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.